I remember once I had like kind of drunk too much and I was just like sitting there and my friend comes up to me and he's like, hey man, I'm here for you. We're okay. We're not going to leave you. And I was just like, I felt so loved that I was like, this is real partying, baby. Now it's a party. We're back, everybody.
Woo!
Another episode. Asian Not Asian Podcast. Podcast with all your favorite Asian friends. I'm Mike Nguyen.
I'm Jenny Arimoto.
This is the fourth season. The new episode came, the first episode came out before a couple weeks ago. And if we decided after recording that, there's some changes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, first of all, we love you.
Yes, okay. That has never changed.
That's not changing. It's changing in the fact that we'll love you more, if that's possible. But the other thing is we're moving to, how do you call it? Twice a weekly.
I know, bi-weekly,
bi-weekly?
But not in the way where we do more work.
It's technically called it's technically called semi-monthly,
okay,
but nobody knows what that means.
Yeah.
So it's semi-monthly. So it's every other week, although we'll throw in a few just because sometimes we just have more and, it's just how it is. Just leave us alone, all right? It'll be cool, right? I promise you we'll be coming out. It's every other week. Also, if you haven't already noticed, we're going to be releasing on Tuesdays. There's no real reason for that other than I don't like to work on Sundays.
I see.
It's just like, it's too stressful. I have to get ready, I have the Sunday scaries and then I have to deal with uploading a file, which like takes forever. I have the worst internet in the world. So that's the big things. That's the big changes. And in season four, what we're doing, we're going to change the format a little bit so that we're not asking each other what kind of Asian we are.
Mm-hmm.
Because we don't have to ask that. I'm already Asian. Just asking Mike Nguyen how you are is intrinsically asking what kind of Asian you are, Mike Nguyen.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Totally.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's how I live my life. Asian person who's talking about how they're doing all the time.
Yeah, exactly. It's just almost me existing. It's almost like there's a bracket in front of every answer that I've ever given, which is I am Asian and I am this.
Yeah, exactly.
and then I follow up with like whatever product updates.
Yeah.
So we're going to be asking just like big questions. Just like overall question topics, which we kind of already done.
Yeah.
But it'll just be a little different flavor for you, you know?
Yeah.
It's like when you go to Hot Pot and you're like, you know what? I don't want to try the sesame oil one today. I love that one. But you know what? Maybe I want to try the hoisin with chives in it.
Now you're speaking my language.
Mm.
I went to All You Can Eat Hot Pot / Korean barbecue last night.
Oh.
Thank you to Ryan, who's a listener, who treated me to this after my dad's stuff.
Yes.
That I absolutely did not use until this year. Because I couldn't organize anything to go to a Korean barbecue place. But I did not realize this. It's a hot pot and Korean barbecue place.
So that almost seems all you can eat. It almost seems too much.
It was too much. So I was like, let's just do it all.
Yeah.
And let me tell you, one, when you're doing both, can't focus on anything.
Mm-mm, no way.
Like, no conversation was had.
You know, because you're
focused on cooking two different versions of meat. But also, I forgot what it's like to do all you can eat.
Yes.
And I am bloated, folks. Like, it's putting my jewelry on this morning was
you couldn't do it. You only got it through the first knuckle.
Yeah, it was so fun and delicious. Thank you so much, Ryan. But also, I am paying the price today. I'm also not 18 anymore. My body doesn't break things down the same way.
No, there should be older people all you can eat where it's just like, I don't know. A bunch of seltzer? I don't know.
No, they literally, like, they, you're like, okay, you're going to order that meat, and they come with four plates of veggies next to it just to be like, you really should be eating this. They, like, portion it out. Like, the proportions are, like, set for your age.
And then there's, like, a little, like, X-Lax or Metamucil or something at the end, too.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? To help you digest.
If you order a bunch of rice, they only should give you this much rice at a time. They're like, we'll give it to you eventually, but we're going to give it to you in little bites first because I know you can't eat that much.
And the dessert is like an insulin shot. So here you go. We don't want you to lose a foot. What was I saying? Yeah. So those are the changes to the podcast for season four.
It's gonna be great.
You know, it's what it is. It's like when you're swimming and then, you know, you're getting a little tired. So you switch from freestyle to breaststroke just to kind of like, hey, just see what's going on. You know, just like change your body up a little bit. And that's all we're doing. Right?
That's a perfect metaphor.
Are you making fun of me?
Yeah. I was just watching you. I'm thinking it might be all the meat that has ruined my brain. But I was like, wow. Mike just really goes straight into the metaphor. I love it. Just comedian stuff, you know?
I can't help it.
It's like when...
It's like this. Have you ever noticed, guys, when your wife is like this?
Yeah. It's like Star Wars.
Dude, so many of my jokes start with, it's like Star Wars. Honestly, it is. So, otherwise, our usual sort of announcements here, of course, come check out Hack City. The next one is in March. Let me see. That's right.
I forgot how podcasts
work. Right, exactly. So the next one will be in March. It'll be March 8th. That's Friday at Union Hall in Brooklyn. Tickets available if you go to the episode description or go to AsianNotAsianPod.com. Also, you know what? If I think this will come out in time, but alum of the show, Fumi, he's doing a bunch of shows up and down the East Coast. I'm sorry, West Coast. So he'll be in San Jose at the Improv on the 28th. He'll be in San Francisco at the Punchline March 6th. And then he'll be in Dallas, which is not on the coast, March 22nd. And he'll be doing a bunch of 22nd and 23rd. So come check him out then. And it will be great. We also wanted to give a couple of shout-outs because we are still behind on shouting out people on our Patreon. We'll just do a couple.
Okay.
Just because we have so many of you guys and we love all of you.
Right. But
we got to keep it tight.
Yeah.
This right. one this is the name they gave us. So their name is also in their email, but I like this other name they gave, which is Asian Black Sheep.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Dude, that's like a instant messenger name.
I know,
name.
I was going to say that. Like, it sounds like something I would have done.
Really?
No, not really.
Did you have it? What was your instant messenger name?
Okay, so this is have I not talked about this? This is my deepest, darkest secret.
Oh, no.
Okay.
Yes.
It's like, I'm so ashamed of it. It was Lil Hyper AZN.
Oh, my God. No way. No, you just telling me this now in season four?
I know. It's
We've
really,
known each other for
because
years.
It's my deepest, darkest secret. It's so embarrassing. And then it was 777, which was just like, because it was like, you know, when you go to the slot machines.
Wait,
Lil,
Hyper,
AZN.
Not Asian, AZN.
Yeah.
777. Yeah. That is so incredible.
It's so embarrassing.
I want to give you a hug.
I survived that
giving
era.
Giving you, oh my
we actually
God.
Hugged.
We actually hugged. That was great. I feel closer to you now. That's amazing.
That I feel like I have like lifted something off of my shoulders by sharing with my true identity with everybody.
Let me tell you this, okay? If you were to apply for if this podcast were a corporate job,
yeah.
And you were like, and I was like, what are your qualifications? And you just had a resume that said Little Hyper AZN 777. Yeah. I'd be, you're fucking hired, VP of operations immediately.
What was yours? I bet you can't beat that.
No, mine were like, I don't know, like, I think I had one. It was like technical something.
Oh.
I just like had a cool. I was like, I like that word technical.
Mm.
So I had the word technical in there, but it spelled like funny. You know, it was like smelled with like a K in
right,
a Q
right.
or something like
That's
that.
That's kind of cool. That's like a DJ.
Is it cool?
Well, I don't know if is DJing cool. You know. Yeah.
That's fair. Okay, this person is on Instant Messenger. You can message him.
Asian Black Sheep.
Thank you very much. The next dude is here we go. This is a little twisty. Bryce Mentzer. Bryce Mentzer. Is this an adopted dude? Maybe.
No, I think he just likes Asian stuff.
Oh, shit. Okay.
He's not Asian.
Okay, you're not Asian, Bryce.
Yeah.
And
he's just an ally.
Just an ally. Loves hot pot.
Loves hot pot.
Can't go to hot pot enough.
Yeah.
Is on the Asian forums. Probably has like a cool, username. Not as cool as Asian Black Sheep.
Right.
Maybe it's something else.
It's probably just like B Mentzer.
Bryce M.
Yeah, Bryce M.
You crushed it. Well, thank you very much for that as well. Thank you so much. And if you want to get up on this, it's at patreon.com/AsianNotAsianPod. We released a solo episode there, just like a fun one. It's like a little one where it's, you know, hey, it's a little rough, but it's raw and it's real. Why are you laughing?
I can't remember what it was like.
What did we talk about?
We talked about...
What is it? That reality show, the dating island?
Oh, Singles Inferno.
Singles Inferno. So if you want to catch up on your Singles Inferno, check that one out, and it is sick as hell. So the big question we want to ask today for this episode, this is just an overall thing. We're getting to different things, but, you know, Jenny and I are of a certain age, okay? Mm-hmm. But we live in New York, and it's like, you know, a very social place. And at a certain point, you ask yourself, when are you too old to party? Mm-hmm. And that's kind of like the overarching theme. Mm-hmm. And we'll get into it. You went to a party recently.
Oh my God. I literally, that night was said out loud, I can't wait to talk about this on the podcast.
Yes, you did. And you texted me so many things about this party. I've never seen this many texts.
The thing about it is I realize I've gotten used to the fact that I have a public forum to talk about stuff.
Yes.
Every week, which is now going to be... So now get ready. I'm gonna be psychotic on every episode because I have less space to talk. So I'm gonna be like so intense. But basically, thank you, Mike. Got me on a list.
Yes.
To go to a party at the Whitney.
So this is a big party. So just to kind of set the context, this is the art party, which is like the second big party they have. They have one which is like the gala, which is like hoity-toity, fancy. You have to have generational wealth to go. You have to have generational wealth to go to this one.
Yeah.
Too. But you are the one generating the wealth. Let's just say that in the gala.
Yeah.
This is the second one, and it is like it's like the
younger, right?
It's younger. It's supposed to be like the entry level. Like these are the people who in 10 years will be at the gala.
Yeah. Okay.
You know.
I can understand now.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Mike just texts me and is like, do you want to go to this party? You get a plus one. You'll be on the list. Right?
It is. Yeah. It is purely a benefit of knowing me.
Yeah. And that's what you said. You're like, that's just a benefit of being my friend.
Yes.
And I was like, great, let's do it. You know, I'm young. I can go out. Party starts at 9 p.m. I was like, that's so crazy. On a Tuesday. I was like,
and
whoa.
A Tuesday. Yeah. Yeah.
That's the first thing I said. I was like, 9 p.m. on a Tuesday. All right. And then you just sent me the link to the thing. And I was like, okay. MGMT is DJing.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
Cool.
Not playing. DJing.
So yeah, I just looked at this website and I was like, cool. Didn't think about it. Put on my calendar. Let's go.
Yeah.
Then like the week of, I text Mike. I'm like, wait, what's the dress code?
Mm.
And I said, do I have to dress up? And Mike says,
yes.
What you said was, well, tickets start at $250. So that's like all you said. Like no, like, so I was just like, so try a little bit. Thumbs up me saying try a little bit. That is the extent of what I knew about this.
Yes, I did feel a little bad. I didn't know, because I've been to this party before, but a long time ago.
Yeah.
And I want to say that it wasn't what it has become, but it is still, I mean, it's $250, you know?
I know, but then I was like, maybe it's chic to not try that hard.
I see.
You know, where it's night.
Yeah.
Well, I was wrong.
You're totally wrong.
Yeah, I
completely
was 100% wrong.
I saw photos later on because I got covered in the press, and I saw photos, and my wife, you know, was at the event, and so she showed me some video, and I was like, oh, fuck, I fucked up. I fucked up. I told Jenny completely, because people were wearing, like, you
gowns.
Go ahead.
Gowns.
Yes.
Okay, so this is, I'm giving you the context so you know that I went in a blazer. and Uniqlo trousers.
Blazer.
Sorry. You know what I mean?
Yes,
I had like a backless top, but it was like,
oh, hey,
it doesn't
sexy.
It doesn't matter.
Oh, okay.
Because I could have done, I was in trousers and a blazer. It just wasn't going to work. You know what I mean? So I go with my friend and we were like hanging out beforehand. And it was so fun, like bar, whatever, you know, and we were like, we both dressed really similarly because we like
your friend. Oh yeah, yeah.
Because that's what we discussed. Like I didn't like we didn't know, and so we like show up and we're both like look around and like oh. You walk in, and I see Gina immediately.
Right.
And so I'm like, hi, thank you so much, whatever.
Sure.
We check in and immediately they have hand towels.
Oh.
You like walk in and there's like people lined up with hand towels. Like, you know, like you're going to eat at a restaurant, like a Japanese
Bento. Yeah, yeah. Oh, really?
Oshibori? Yeah. And so
like a little warm one.
Like
or
a warm
something?
One.
Wow.
And I was like, what?
What?
Look around. So everyone's in full ball gown, like full yes. floor length ball gowns, suits, like tuxedos, like suits. Like men are yeah, dressed up.
Dressed up.
I'm in vintage, my aunt's old blazer and trousers. I'm like, okay, grab like a towel, hot towel, Aesop, because it's sponsored by Aesop.
It's sponsored by Aesop.
Aesop just like creams lining the entrance. So I'm wow. like, okay, get rid of the hot towel, Aesop my hands. And I was like, what's happening? Like, I was like, what is this? I don't go to parties like this ever. True. This is my first time.
Yeah, this is a nice one.
Walk in, immediately, the Whitney, full of people.
It's
DJ
very
going,
crowded, right?
Unts, that type unts. Of music.
It wasn't MGMT at that point, right?
No, but it was too far. I couldn't see, so oh, okay. it could have been.
Okay.
But I don't think
sure,
it was.
Sure.
And then a step and repeat on
yep.
this side.
You got to have the step and repeat.
Where all these influencers are waiting to
oh,
get their pictures
shit.
Taken.
Yes.
And then I look up and there's like a little, like a stairway that overlooks the party.
Yeah.
All these people, not looking, taking pictures.
Yeah.
It's all influencer style, like
right.
posing in front of the crowd.
Oh.
Like just like clearly for their Instagrams.
Yes.
So
wow.
I walk in and I'm like, dissociate immediately. I'm like, what is happening? Then, so my friend and I, basically from here on out, 2 hours, I left my body. I was like, I don't know. I'm not used to this environment. Like, whatever. Like, I don't know people like this.
Yes.
I didn't know this world existed.
It's funny because you know, of course you kind of know that it happens, but you almost think this isn't real,
yes.
real, you know?
When you watch a TV show.
Yeah, when you watch a TV show.
You go, yeah, of course, that's like a version of New York that
right.
exists, but it exists in Sex and the City.
Right, exactly.
Or like, I guess like parts of the other two. Like, you know, like there's shows that make fun of it, but I'm like, it's
right.
not really like that.
Yeah.
It's really,
really
like
that.
It 100% is. I really was like, I'm in a television show. So whatever, we like go up to the second floor. You know, we weren't thinking, we're just like walking around.
Mm-hmm.
So we get to the second floor and it's this exhibit sponsored by Aesop.
Of course.
And there's these nose statues.
Oh, funny.
Just placed kind of like throughout.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, what's happening? Have you been to an Aesop store?
I have, yes.
You know how there's like people in those aprons?
Yes.
It like almost looks like you're there in a cult, but they like wear these like
yeah.
earth tone linen
yeah.
aprons and they walk around. Okay, so there's all these Aesop linen wearing people.
Cult people.
Walking around.
Yeah.
And then I realize, oh, this is an Aesop exhibit.
I
didn't know. And so then there's all these noses, and each one, there's a perfume bottle next to it with a description of the perfume. And then they're like, please go smell it.
Wow.
So you go up to each nose statue. And you smell the new Aesop perfume scents. I really was like, this is real. And I was like, do we all think this is hilarious? Because I was laughing out loud. I was like, this is like so funny. Like,
yeah.
It's like, and it's like kind of cool, but it's kind of like, weird.
Yes.
Because like, you see all the people in their gowns like going up to these statues
going up
and like,
to the,
sniffing,
like
them
sniffing them.
And being like, I like this one.
Do you? Yeah. It feels like, you know, if you were to write a parody or a satire scene of
yes.
of an influencer thing,
yes.
you would do this. But actually, that is it.
That's it.
That's it.
Yes.
There is no satire.
That's the part that I was
it's
like.
It's gone around in a circle.
Because I kept being like, we all think this is a little funny.
This is
right?
silly, right?
No.
Yeah.
So I would be laughing and then I'm like, no one else is laughing.
No, everyone's very serious.
Yeah.
This is brand content opportunity right
100%.
Here. 100%.
Yeah. And then the other part I just want to call out is, so the Whitney was, it's beautiful and it was fully open.
Yeah.
So I was just using it as an excuse to go to the Whitney and
yeah,
look
no,
at the
so
art.
Did you go look at art and
yeah,
everything?
Yeah, I was
That's
fully
cool.
looking at the art, but you know, it's like everyone's there in their ball gowns taking pictures in front of them.
Yeah.
And like influencer pictures where they're
wow.
like movement with like,
right.
you see, I guess I've never seen the behind the scenes.
Yes.
It's a lot of work. Like, I was
no,
like, they're taking like a ton of photos.
So it's,
everyone's just doing, like, whatever. I saw someone with the Rode mic.
Wow. Like, doing a little.
Filming content.
Yes.
Like, I don't know. So it was, like, that environment where I was, like, just watching. And I was, like, oh. Which, reversely, is why I took almost no content. I took no pictures or video because I was, like, I'm not one of those people.
Yeah, yeah.
So I, like, was rebelling by not. But then I was, like, so regretful that I didn't capture the influencers doing their stuff.
Dude.
But like, so I was watching everyone do their stuff. And so you see them like fake, like posing, laughing, like whatever.
And then
it's in front of artwork. They're like in their Cynthia Rowley like dresses or
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah.
Then you look at the artwork. It's about like police brutality.
Yeah.
Race.
Yeah.
you know?
It's about violence.
Like being like violence, right. Like
inequality.
Being a woman in society.
Right.
And I was like, did you know that you were taking a picture in front of that? That's like, like in a gown.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
Hashtag Fritos.
Hashtag Fritos. It really felt like a parody. Like I was like, I feel like I'm in a sketch.
Yes.
I'm in the sketch.
You're in
and
the
I'm
sketch.
Just watching it.
Yeah.
And I was like, and everyone's just like talking. If you hear the in-between conversation, it's like talking about skiing. It's talking about boarding school. It's talking about that stuff. And I'm like, I had this moment where I was like, they're not even interested in, they just want proximity to art.
Right.
They don't
actually
care about
look
what
at the
art is
itself.
Talking about. Like these artists did not create this art.
It's crazy.
Assuming for influencers to stand in front of
yeah,
it.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
So they can take pictures and then post it on Instagram the next thing and go, at Whitney, best night ever.
Yeah, this is the reality of whatever the scene of this
yeah.
is. Yeah.
So at one point we just sat for like 30 minutes and just in like a corner just to get away from everyone because it was like so crazy.
Yo. You know what's crazy though is that like you're the person who, you know, for something to be seen, there has to be the thing that is to be seen and then something to see it.
Yeah.
So you are the playing the role of the person seeing. This is a very, you know, kind of philosophical. But,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
It's true. I don't mean it. And
you
I'm
were
glad,
looking. You're the
I'm
looker.
So right? glad I was there. I went.
Yeah.
Because it was my first glimpse.
I'm glad you
that.
Went so that we could talk about it on the show.
It
That's
was
why I sent
so,
you.
Yeah.
Although I didn't know it was going to be like this influency.
It was really, really amazing. The other part that I want to call out is that it looks like no one is having that much fun.
It doesn't sound like, we make dumb content, right?
Yeah.
And when we're doing it, it's not fun.
No, it's not that fun.
We're
I mean, that's why I do it with friends because
yeah.
it's like
and then
more
it's
fun
more
that
fun.
Way.
Yeah.
But I like just being there. I was like, so I'm seeing them take the content, the in between of the content, the conversations that are happening,
yeah.
and they're it's kind of like not that fun.
Mm.
Like I was like, oh, they're kind of not enjoying the space, but they're
yeah.
more concerned about like how the experience will be presented
yes.
the next day.
Right.
And I was like, that sucks because this is objectively really cool.
Yes.
Like if
yes.
I could throw a party at the Whitney, I
yes.
would it would be so cool and I would banish phones.
Yeah. It's like, legitimately like a good institution with a cool like cultural this is a cultural thing.
Yeah. It's
you
so
know?
Cool that I'm walking around. It's 11 p.m. and I'm walking around
right.
The art.
Yeah.
Like, how cool is that?
Yes, absolutely. I always have this thing where you know it's a good time if afterwards the photos you took look like shit.
Yeah.
Because you were having too much fun.
Exactly. But I will tell you, everyone had amazing photos.
Yes, but nobody had fun.
No, and I'm telling... So then I was so invested in this... In this whole like thought process, that the next day I was obsessed with finding everyone who went to the event.
Oh,
all
really?
These influencers and just like looking through their posts.
Oh, really?
It's so interesting.
Did
like,
they get a lot
I saw.
Of? Did they get? You know, was that a lot of earned media? You know, earned media attention or whatever.
Well, okay. So first of all, I didn't know what Cynthia Rowley was. I guess very famous designer
very famous
from
designer.
The especially like 90s early
yeah,
2000s.
Yeah,
yeah. Then I was in the elevator and I was like, that girl was in The Bachelor.
No
I
shit.
Caught it immediately.
Wow.
And I heard her talking.
Yeah.
And it was like probably 9:40 and the party technically started at like 9.
Yeah.
And she was like, I heard her talking and she's like, I think it's time to go home.
Oh,
and I was like, how long have you been here? She's like, I don't know. I got here at like 8:30 and I was just like ready to go home.
Wow.
So she was like, I heard that conversation.
Yeah, yeah.
Obviously, I know her because she's from The Bachelor. Look her up. First of all, Cynthia Rowley's daughter.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Found that out.
Didn't know that. Yeah.
So no wonder she was there.
Yeah.
Second, the way she posted, best night ever at Whitney Museum. And it's like all these posts. She's like, look at this cutie, like her friend like running around the museum.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was like, girl, I heard you talk.
Whoa.
I heard you talk about
yeah.
wanting to leave
yeah.
pretty much right after the party started.
Right, right.
So I was just like, then I got obsessed.
Yeah.
And I was like, I have to go through everyone's posts. I have to see how everyone's presenting it versus how I saw it.
Yeah.
All this stuff. Ooh, I learned a lot. And I was really like, I'm so glad I lived my life.
Yes.
This feels like a very empty, vapid version of life. I mean, like the party itself was fun. Nothing
the party,
like the
itself
party.
Is
I'm
great.
Like the people and like the society.
The
I saw so
thing.
Many older men with really young girls.
Oh, yeah.
Like that vibe.
That's good.
Yeah. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it was just like the vibe was that.
Yes.
And like everyone's trying to prove something.
Yeah. You know, as you get older, you start to understand the real important stuff in life. Sunsets, being with friends, and of course, your Helix sleep mattress. I love my Helix mattress. It is so comfortable, and since I got it a few years ago, it's really improved how I get my rest. Every body is unique, and everyone sleeps differently. That's why Helix has several different mattress models to choose from, each designed for specific sleep positions and feel preferences. How will you know which Helix Sleep mattress works best for you and your body? Take the Helix Sleep quiz and find your perfect mattress in under 2 minutes. Once you find which mattress is perfect for you, your personalized mattress is shipped straight to your door free of charge. Helix knows there's no better way to test out a new mattress than by sleeping on it in your own house. That's why they offer a 100-night trial and a 10 to 15-year warranty to try out your new Helix Sleep mattress. There are models with memory foam to provide optimal pressure relief if you sleep on your side. There's also models that are more responsive for people who sleep on their back or people who want to sleep on their stomach. Don't take my word for it, though. Helix has been rewarded number one mattress by GQ and Wired Magazine. Helix is offering 20% off all mattress orders and two free pillows to our listeners. Go to helixsleep.com/Asian and use code HELIXPARTNER20. This is their best offer yet, and it won't last long either. With Helix, better sleep starts now. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. I used to have this friend, and he and his girlfriend, like, they never, ever fought. They always seemed to get along. They were always joking. They never argued or bickered. And I couldn't help but wonder, maybe my own relationship with my wife was supposed to be like that? But here's the thing. There is a misconception about relationships that they have to be easy in order to be quote-unquote right. And after what seemed like a great few years, my friend and his girlfriend had a nasty breakup. It just goes to show it takes more than things being quote-unquote easy for relationships to work. Therapy can be a place to work through the challenges you face in all your relationships, whether with friends, work, your significant other, or anyone. I've done therapy, and I use what I've learned from therapy to help me understand what my needs are, to take a look at my behavior and how it's affecting my relationships. Therapy isn't just for people who have experienced major trauma. It can empower you to be the best version of yourself. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Become your own soulmate, whether you're looking for one or not. Visit BetterHelp.com/Asian today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/Asian.
Like their anytime. Money, their like value, yeah. Like all that stuff. And I was like, y'all, do you have real relationships in your life?
Yeah.
Do you know what real love is?
So that, I mean, that's like what I was, why I wanted to talk about our, at a certain point. Is it because we're like, is it because we're too old to enjoy that? Is it because we're too like self-aware?
Yeah.
Is it, you know what I'm saying? Cause like, it is like, you have this night and if you described it, it sounds like a lot of fun, but then you kind of like layer on all of these other social factors happening.
Yeah.
And like, am I, you know, like, I don't. Do you think people went there and enjoyed it for what it was? That was like my question.
Yeah, like that party.
Yeah.
I think that people think they're enjoying it.
Mm-hmm.
It's like people who think that doing things makes like doing things like activities right. is like the purpose of life.
Oh, yeah.
And I've just gotten, I'm beyond that now.
Yeah, you're yeah.
Because I have had like Asian prom, I had so much fun.
Right.
The first one specifically,
yeah.
Maybe it was coming out of the pandemic, like coming out of like
the one we did at Crystal Lake.
Yeah.
Yes.
Where we all dressed up.
Yeah, that was fun.
And that was just pure party. I was got wasted.
Yeah, that was
and
really
just
fun.
Danced. But I had so much fun. And I was like, what is the difference? And I'm like, because like it was real people having and I felt like I met people and like made connections for real.
Yeah.
Not like whatever this was, which was like, oh,
yeah.
How's your child doing in boarding school?
Right.
Like whatever. But. Yeah, I think like, and I was also talking to my friend this week about like that era in our lives in our 20s when you would like get wasted.
Yeah.
And like do drunk calls, drunk dial people, not just like in a row, like people you're dating, but like also like your friends.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I haven't done that in so long.
When's the last time you drunk dialed somebody?
No, but I mean, I really can't remember. I haven't drunk dialed in a while. I've drunk texted, but not drunk dialed.
I drunk dialed my best friend yesterday.
Really?
Which is the best. Yeah, I'll show you. Oh, it's on my phone. It's being recorded. But he was supposed to meet up with us.
Yeah.
Like I was out celebrating my other friend's birthday. And he's like, oh, I'm in the city. I'm having dinner with my sister. So I'll text you later, you know, if we can meet up. And It was like maybe 10 o'clock, so I knew he wasn't going to meet up with us.
Yeah.
And I just sent him like a kissy face emoji.
Oh, that's
cute. And then he was like, hey, man, I'm sorry. I don't think I can come out. And I was like, it's okay, man. I just want to give you a kiss.
That's cute.
And then what he did, you know, I've never seen anybody use it, but you know those like on iPhones, you can send, it's like when you send, you can like trace something onto the screen and it gets sent as like a little light show.
Yeah.
He sent me like a kissy face.
That's cute.
And I was like, yay, that's where cute. I'm at.
That's cute. That's cute.
That's cute. That's cute. Cute. That's cute.
Yeah, yeah. That's a different flavor than your 20s.
Oh, yeah, no. What did you do when you were drunk dialing people in your 20s? Were you just like, I love you?
I can't even remember. It's so long ago.
It wasn't just for hookup stuff.
No. Well, what was I doing? Definitely drunk texting.
Mm.
Was not for hookup stuff, but it's because I wanted to talk to a boy. I remember those nights very, like, I feeling so much shame the next day. Like,
oh, man.
I can't believe I did that. Which I just, like, don't do that anymore. I don't get that drunk, like, in that aggressively.
Right.
Also, my frontal lobe has just developed. Right. I don't want to deal with that.
Do you think that's the thing? Is like as your frontal lobe develops, you want to party less? Is that what's going on?
I just think in your 20s, you have to like go through that era.
Mm, where like you're a really like kind of messy, like crazy.
Yeah, because
era.
It's just like, I don't know. You're just like, that is what socializing is almost always. Everyone else is doing it.
Yeah.
It feels like that's what fun is.
Mm.
And then you kind of get older and you go like, that's actually not what fun is.
Oh, interesting.
I don't know if that's, but that was my journey.
Yeah. Wait, tell me, wait, what do you mean by that?
Like in my 20s, like, you know, everyone's doing it, at least for me, around me. Yeah. I would like go, and especially because at that time I was friends with like people who could drink and liked drinking. So I would like try to keep up with them. And let me tell you, I'm a little Asian girl. Like I'm a little hyper Asian. Like I'm not, I can't.
A little hyper Asian. 777. Yeah.
I can't drink. I can't believe I was even keeping up with these like people who were like tall white people. Who
I think you can hold your drink.
I know when to stop.
Right.
Yeah. But I can, I'm like better than I say I am, but I also can't drink that much.
Well, you know, as a little hyper Asian, you know, usually it's like 1.5.
Oh, I can do more than that.
Yeah, for sure. You could do a lot better than that.
But so I used to go out, I would say like, especially when I started comedy, the beginnings of comedy, it was like, because you could do a show, hang out at the bar afterwards.
Yep.
Like, it was just like, I was like out way more than I ever had been. Because before it was like happy hours at work.
Yeah.
Then it became like, do a show, 10 p.m., drink till like 2 a.m. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like, it was like one of that, when I started.
And that would
that.
Be
and
like so on a Wednesday
fun.
Or something,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, and it was so fun.
Yes.
Because I was like, everyone's funny and like whatever.
Yeah.
And then, so I was really drinking during that time.
Yeah.
And then.
And you had just moved to New York, right?
This
at
is
that time.
In San Francisco.
Oh, this is San Francisco.
I never had that period in New York.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Whoa.
And so in San Francisco, I was like going out a lot. And I think I just like got, first of all, I started getting hangovers. And I was like, okay, this is bad for my body. And also too, like, I can't remember.
Isn't
what
that,
I talked about.
I hear what you're saying. Yes.
I don't think I if we built any sort of rapport, not much of a memory. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like it like doesn't last.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, what is the impact of this night? If I, you know what I mean? If I flirted, it gets weird the next day because I'm like, what did I say? What did I do? Like it's like in and out, like not sure. So that's what I just realized. I was like, huh, it just doesn't feel good.
Mm.
Like from like an emotional standpoint. And also now my anxiety is so bad.
Anxiety?
Yeah.
Is that what the word is?
Anxiety is like, yeah, like when you drank a lot and then the next day you're like a little hungover and you're also really anxious. Like my anxiety got really, really bad. In my 30s, I think.
Yeah, because that was something I had heard about. And that was like the, I guess, turning point for me was because I could deal with a physical hangover. Although like now in my 40s, like a physical hangover is truly awful because you're getting super nauseous. It's disgusting.
Oh, God.
And but the thing that really sucked is the what I call existential hangover.
Yeah.
Because the next day I would feel... Like I would text all my friends and be like, hey, if I did anything wrong or like if I offended you in any way, I'm very, very sorry.
Yes.
I'm an asshole.
Yeah.
And nothing would ever happen.
Right.
You know, my friends would be like, what are you talking about? It was fine. But I just would feel terrible.
Yeah. It got, it hit me like not recently. I didn't really think about it that much before.
Because
I was like, I'm not like, I'm a fun drunk, I think.
Yeah.
I'm
yeah,
very bubbly. Like
yeah,
I don't
you
like.
You start dancing. You
I
wear
start
cowboy hats.
Yeah. Like that, I'm like not like doing anything crazy. And I know that.
Yeah.
But and so I used to be like, I'm fine. I don't like cry or get mad or run away or whatever. Like, but in my 30s, I've been like, did I say something rude?
Yep.
And then the next day I spiral about that I said something rude or like maybe something came off in a way I didn't want it to come off. Like, I feel like I hate the lack of control.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So it's almost like that's not worth it to me anymore.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Which is why I'd rather be high.
So then, like, so that was my other question. So now, what is, like, let's compare what is a really fun night in your 20s versus now. Like, a fun night, I think, we used to have this whole, almost like, you know, routine when it was someone's birthday.
Yeah.
We would go to, and this is in San Francisco, we would go to Cha-Cha-Cha's. You know what that is?
Oh, my God, yeah. Is that a tapas place?
It's a tapas place.
Yeah.
Super fun. The one we went to was in the Mission.
Okay.
There is one in the Hate.
Yeah. I had my 21st birthday at the one in the Hate.
There you go. Exactly. there you go.
This is for my San Francisco head.
Yes, dude. And I want to say there was a heyday of tapas.
Yeah,
there was
there
a
really
tapas
was.
Heyday.
There is. And I, you know what I
and
realized? I don't love tapas.
Really? I love
They're
tapas.
They're too small.
Well, that's why you order like 100 of them.
I know, but in a group, you're like, I want that one.
Yeah, I know.
And then it's like all the way over there and it gets eaten really fast. Like, damn it.
Hair thinning is complicated. The problem is it's actually much bigger than your hair alone. Like your skin, hair is a reflection of your health, and internal factors can impact the way your hair looks, feels, and grows. With Nutrafol's Hair Wellness Quiz, you can get your personalized hair health plan today. Nutrafol is the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement, with over 1 million people seeing thicker, stronger, faster growing hair with less shedding. Nutrafol's 3-minute quiz determines which underlying root causes are keeping you from reaching your hair potential. By analyzing your lifestyle, biology, hair history, as well as environmental triggers, Nutrafol creates a hair health plan that is tailored to your hair's needs. Purchase online, no prescription or doctor visits necessary. Free shipping and automated deliveries ensure you'll never miss a day. See results in 3 to 6 months. Start your hair growth journey today by taking Nutrafol's Hair Wellness Quiz and get your personalized hair health plan today. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering our listeners $10 off your first month's subscription and free shipping at Nutrafol.com/quiz when you enter the promo code Asian. Take the quiz and get started on reaching your hair wellness goals with Nutrafol today. Nutrafol.com, spelled Nutrafol.com/quiz, promo code Asian. That's Nutrafol.com/quiz, promo code Asian. Life doesn't happen bi-weekly, so why should your payday? The money you earn can be in your hands today with EarnIn. EarnIn is an app that gives you access to your pay as you work, up to $100 per day or up to $750 per pay period. Just download the EarnIn app and verify your paycheck. Then access up to $100 a day as you work and leave an optional tip. Any money you access plus tips are automatically repaid from your next paycheck. I know I could definitely use that money from EarnIn because I've got a really fancy special birthday dinner for my wife coming up. And let me tell you, Korean barbecue is not cheap. EarnIn would help me make sure we had a great time and could order that extra order of tripe. Nice. Make EarnIn a part of your financial routine and join EarnIn's over 3.5 million customers who say things like, when I think about EarnIn, I think about financial stability and security. It gives me a lot of peace of mind. Download EarnIn today, spelled E-A-R-N-I-N, in the Google Play or Apple App Store. When you download the EarnIn app, type Asian under podcast when you sign up. It'll really help the show. Asian under podcast. Subject to available earnings, location, daily max, and pay period max. See earnin.com/TOS for details. EarnIn is a financial technology company, not a bank. Bank products are issued by Evolve Bank & Trust, member FDIC. Well, really what the trick is that you get a bunch of tapas, but just order a bunch of the potatoes.
Yeah,
just
I like know. Patatas bravas.
Patatas bravas.
patatas bravas.
So many A's. Patatas. I love the patatas bravas. And you have to say it like, patatas bravas.
Yeah, patatas bravas.
Las patatas bravas.
30. 30
patatas bravas. Grande. You got to say it like that. With the fucking sauce. The patatas bravas.
Patatas bravas, yeah. Anyways. So you're at Cha-Cha-Cha.
So you're Cha-Cha-Cha's getting the patatas bravas. So you go there, and then they have sangria.
Yeah.
And I can chart to you the rise of of the Killers and the Strokes goes with Patata Bravas, okay?
Okay.
The heyday, you know, like that was when it was all big.
Yeah.
So we would get the sangria, which is like a hangover in a bottle.
I know. It's like mostly sugar.
It's delicious.
It's so good.
But we would do that, and then we would go and we would, I forgot the name of the bar.
Karaoke?
We would go to, there was a bar we would go to where you were allowed to smoke in it. It had a grandfathered in clause where you were allowed to smoke in it.
Uh-huh.
And this is when I was smoking, and we were smoking cloves because we're assholes. And so we would do that. We would drink and we would smoke cloves, and then we would, like, you know, crash at our friend's house and, I don't know, probably, like, I don't know, like, watch something on VHS.
Yeah.
And not because it was the 80s, but just because we had VHS.
Yeah.
We just would do that. And that was, like, the jam. And then the next day, we'd be hungover, but we wouldn't be existentially hungover.
Yeah.
So then we would go to Stacks, which is a pancake place.
Yeah.
And that was like kind of the, I can't remember if we would drink then. Maybe we wouldn't. Maybe we just had coffee. But that was sort of like the cycle.
Yeah.
Anyone's birthday. My birthday.
Yeah.
You know, Gina's birthday, our other friend's birthday. That was like 1, 2, 3. We would do that. And it was a lot of fun.
Right.
And that would, I would be a skeleton, or like a destroyed husk if I tried to do that today.
Right, 100%.
I don't even think I would have that much fun.
But what about it was fun?
You know, I think it was that it felt very, I'm concerned with being cool now.
Uh-huh.
And I felt it was very cool and chic and like, you know, I'm just a country boy from Anaheim Hills, okay? I'm a country boy.
Uh-huh.
We don't have no patatas bravas. We don't have sangria where I come from, okay?
Yeah.
And so when you're in San Francisco, you're in the Mission, you're like at this like, kind of like dark, cool place, and you're eating like food that is like fun, and you're with all your friends, and you're wearing all your ridiculous clothes, you know? And it was just like being what we would call now extra.
I see.
You know?
It also just feels adult.
That's what I'm saying.
Like
it felt
metropolitan, like you're very I'm a city boy now.
Yes, it felt weirdly sophisticated, even though you were drinking sangria and like getting shithoused. You know, we were smoking cigarettes, and you're like standing around and, you know, like listening to cool music. It was just, it felt very, cosmopolitan, is what I would say.
I was thinking about it right now as you're talking. I was like, I think what I liked about these nights and what a lot of people like about these nights, one, you're like, at least for me, I didn't know myself very well. I lacked a little bit of confidence. If I drink, that anxiety's gone. So I can like socialize.
Yes.
And then the other part is, it's almost like the story of it.
Yeah.
Is the fun part.
Yeah.
When it's like chaotic and messy and like weird things happen. And then it's like all the conversations you get to have afterwards gossiping about that night.
Ooh, yeah, that's pretty fun.
Was like the fun part.
Yes.
If that makes sense.
Yes, absolutely.
Like being a mess, making weird decisions because the alcohol's messing up your brain. And then like being able to talk about it later. That's, I think, what was so appealing about it in your 20s.
Yes.
And then I like got older and I was like, I know who I am now, so I don't need to drink that much to open up. Yeah, open up. Like, look at me here. I'm like fully sober on a Saturday morning. Like, here's my deepest, darkest secret. But so there's that part. And also, like, at a certain point, like, the messiness is like not fun anymore to talk about. It's like, why are you doing that?
Well, I think you know, to your point, there's almost kind of like a cost benefit analysis where you're like, okay, if I have a chaotic night, there is a 30% chance that a fun story will happen, and I'm willing to take that risk that to happen.
Right.
You know, but now, and when you get older, you're like, there's a lower chance of it happening, and there's a much higher chance of like just you hurting your leg.
You know? Or my ego.
Yeah, or your ego. Yeah. He's like, I'm hurt now.
Yeah.
Exactly. But, you know?
Yeah.
And you still have a hangover, and you're out like $90 or whatever your bar tab was.
You just like get older, and you're like, I paid $90 to poison myself so I could feel bad today.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it's just, I think it is a cost benefit analysis.
So what's the fire night now? You know?
That's a great question.
Yeah. What's the fire night?
You know
now?
What it is?
Okay.
It's like having like a dinner party.
Ooh, sophisticated.
Yeah. It's like having like a dinner party where you like have like the wine is flowing and like good conversations happening.
Yeah.
And it just like goes until like way long.
Yes.
and you're just like sitting around talking while like music is playing and candles are burning. That is literally my ideal like party.
Yo.
Now.
Yeah.
If I really could map it out, it would be at like a nice cabin.
Oh.
Like in the middle of the woods.
Yeah.
Like a bunch of people are there.
Yeah.
And then you like get to like just like hang out. And then maybe like afterwards you like a little tipsy, you get to like have a little mini dance party.
Oh, gotta have the mini dance party.
Or like something. Or like you watch a bunch of YouTube videos.
Yes, YouTube. What is it now? I feel YouTube hasn't capitalized yet, but like the late night party turn YouTube watch party.
It always ends up becoming a YouTube watch party.
What's the YouTube move? What's the YouTube? Like, let's say, okay, you got the remote now.
Okay, there's two different ways. If we're a little high, then I love to watch K-pop dance videos.
Yes! Which one?
Hold on.
Do you mean
K-pop dance practice videos.
Dance practice, not just the music video.
Yes, because when you're high, you're like, everyone moves in unison. It's like incredible. You're like, the control that they have. You know what I mean?
It's really cool.
So I love doing that route. Or for some reason, that inevitably leads to Super Bowl halftime shows.
Yes, I also watch Super Bowl halftime shows. I always watch the one I always watch the Bruno Mars, Beyonce one.
Yeah, of course.
And I stop it before what's his name comes on.
Coldplay?
Yeah, Coldplay.
Yeah, no. Whenever Coldplay comes, you're like, honey. And you only watch that part.
That one segment.
Yeah, yeah. I love watching Lady Gaga's.
Oh,
actually,
that's
honestly, J-Lo, Shakira, really fun
to watch. Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
Really good one to watch, yeah.
I'm very hyped about the Usher.
I hope it's good.
I think it's going
to
be good.
It's just hard to follow up after a bunch of, like, these, like, pop star, like, girl.
I see what you're saying.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
And Rihanna was just, like, everyone was so
excited.
Oh,
that was sick. That was sick.
It was really cool. I mean, I remember being a little bit like, is she singing live? I wasn't sure if she was singing live. Because she sounded so good that I was like, is this live?
No, I don't think so. But okay. I don't think most people do. It's just like too crazy. So you're in a fucking stadium.
A lot of them.
I mean, a lot of people do, but some people don't.
But anyways, I do that. Or if it's certain group of people, which is like tend to be more straight men or comedy people, we did last time just like insane, like niche internet videos.
Yeah, like what?
There's one where like a guy is getting interviewed. She's like, what's your name? And then he goes off on a full rant. Have you seen this?
No.
It's really insane. Like a full rant about like why he's like different or something like that. Or like why he quit his job or why he's like, I don't know. He's like definitely angry.
Is it like a cringe video?
A little bit. So she was like, what's your name? And then he goes on a full rant. He's like, you don't understand me. Like my hometown, like wherever he's from in Canada. He's like, they don't understand that. Blah, blah, blah. And all she asked was, what's your name? Stuff like that. Or like Patti LaBelle like singing something in the 90s and she like she can't remember I can't remember her name. She can't like remember the lyrics of the song. Stuff like that. Like little internet fail videos.
Oh, yeah. That's funny.
Yeah.
I'm also in the dance thing.
Mm-hmm.
I'll still watch like the BTS SNL performances.
Sure.
That was the one. Those were the performances where I was like, oh, I'm now a BTS guy. but then sometimes I'll get like kind of old school. I'll listen to like, there is a Mariah Carey video where she's singing on like, she's like 20.
Yeah.
And she's singing on Good Morning America or something like that. Just like some show. There's not an audience. And it is incredible. It's like there's no reason why she had to bring that much heat to the Good Morning America studio in 1992.
I love that.
And it's like sandwiched between two segments. Like one is like, here's a funny talking cat, and here's another one about milk prices.
Yeah.
And then in between, Mariah Carey destroying this fucking song, and like I'll just sit and just watch that again. But I do have to be in a certain like drinking drunk mood.
Yeah, it also has to be certain people. It depends on the vibe.
Yeah,
of the people.
That's true.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, we watched until the wee hours of the night, just like early 2000s pop punk music videos.
Oh, shit.
Do you know what I mean?
We're talking about like Sum 41?
Like Metro Station.
Yes.
Not Metro Station, sorry. Motion City Soundtrack.
Oh, shit.
But also Metro Station.
Okay.
But it's like such a, I was like, it just
like
depends.
Punk pop.
Yeah, punk pop. Yeah. But I just like, you just find your like,
the
niche thing, and then just like go down a rabbit hole. That's a good party.
That's a party.
That's a party now.
Yeah, let me see your YouTube search history. Yeah. I can tell you that's a party.
To me, I'm like, that's the best night. That's how you know you had a good night.
I think relatedly, I think I could still turn it up if if it was a good group and we were karaoke.
Yeah.
I could still.
Oh, me too. Well, okay, so
stay out pretty,
what did you do last night?
So last night it was my friend's, he's like my coworker friend. I mean, I've known him a long time, and it was his birthday, and he's older than me.
Okay.
And he's got two kids.
Okay.
I was like, he was like, hey, what do you do? Normally we would do like a family hangout.
Right.
You know, like, oh, we're all going to go to dim sum, which sounds great.
Yeah.
We still might. But I was like, hey, you know, this weekend I can't, but you know, maybe except for maybe Friday I can, you know, we can meet up for a quick drink.
Right.
And, he texts me and it's like, it becomes a kind of like a, just a small lads hang.
Yeah.
He's
yeah.
British, so we called it lads.
Yeah.
So it's like me and like another old co-worker and one of his friends, and it's just us four. And, we go to Vaughn Bar. Uh-huh. Have you been there?
It's in
like Soho.
Yes, I have.
Nolita
been.
Soho type of thing.
Yeah.
So we go there and it's just like, it's like, when he told me this, I was like, Oh, it's like a lads night. I didn't know it was going to be like that. I thought we were going to go to some like dive bar in Greenpoint where he lives. No, we're going to the city. Holy shit. What are we, 27? So we go there and it's not like crazy. It's not like jumping
there.
No. It's chill.
It's a really chill bar.
It is. Although they have a downstairs where there's a dance floor and like later at night it gets like kind of crazy.
Oh, interesting. I think. I've done improv there.
Yeah, so I've done many comedy shows in that same place.
Yeah, so for me that's like not a hopping place. It's a place where I did a weird indie improv show.
It is cursed. Any place you've done it,
yeah.
It is like, it's become like a burial ground.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you can just step there and you're like, dead dreams are here, you know?
100%.
So we go there and it was very dangerous because they had this like, it was like a Negroni, but it was on tap.
Okay.
Yeah. So yeah. It was like very easy to drink. And I had been doing dry January.
I was going to say, I guess it's February now. So you got around it.
So I got all the way through dry January. I didn't even drink on February 1 because that was a Thursday. So I drank, I waited until February 2. So I was like, February 2. And I didn't want to go too hard.
Yeah.
But I ended up having three of these like
Negronis.
And my friend, you know, had gotten there a little late. So I don't know how many he'd had, but he had at least three, too. And then we're like, she's like Chinese. So we wanted to go to, to Chinatown.
Yeah.
So we're like, all right, let's go to Chinatown. Okay, we're going to go to Chinatown. So we're walking. And it's like from Soho to Chinatown. That's like a 20-minute walk.
Yeah.
So on the way, we stop and we're like, let's stop and get food.
Yeah.
We stop and get food. So we go to Prince Street Pizza.
Uh-huh.
And we there's no line, which is great.
Amazing. Yeah.
Yeah, no line. So we go there and I like eat my slice. And I look back at my friend. And he had dropped his slice on the ground. And we're like, oh man. He's like, he had taken like two bites and he's like, oh, it's fine. We'll keep going. He's British. All right, uh-huh. We'll keep going then. Yeah. And I was like, all right. So, but then we're like, we got to stop by another bar.
Yeah.
So we go to Finelli's.
Okay. I don't know that one.
Finelli's is like, during the pandemic, it became like the cool dime square crowd bar.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know?
Yeah.
It was definitely people who would think of Aesop as the entry level.
Yeah.
You know, to sense.
Yeah.
They're like really into that. And they're all like creative consultant types.
Yes,
and,
yes.
You know, model adjacent.
Yeah. Creative directors.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Like, what is that?
Well, you're a trust fund, baby.
Yeah.
So we go there and we all order beers and I'm having a beer. And my friend comes, Wince goes to the bathroom, comes back and he's like, I could just go to sleep. No, man. And he just is, he's like fading.
Okay.
Fading hard.
Yeah.
And we just had to call it. We didn't even make it to Chinatown. He was fading. And I was like, oh man, this is.
What time was it?
It was like 11:30.
Okay.
And we had.
That sounds about right.
Yeah. So I feel maybe we could have gotten over the hump.
Yeah.
But this is something I feel.
That is so funny.
I've noticed as I've gotten older is when you go out, the night is faster.
Yeah.
I don't know if that makes sense. Like when I was young, it would be like, it would take forever to get to 2 a.m.
Yeah.
And I can't imagine staying out much later than that. But like now when I'm older, if I am staying out, I'm like, oh, it's already midnight. It's already 1 o'clock. I got to go home. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I feel maybe it's because I'm more cognizant of it. Like, I almost feel like, okay, I'm going to turn into a pumpkin very soon.
Yeah.
You know, so I got to get home before pumpkin time.
Yeah.
You know, my friend turned into a pumpkin right there on the Soho street.
Yeah, you saw it happen.
I saw it in his eyes.
Yeah.
He didn't have it
anymore.
You're
like, it's pumpkin time.
It's pumpkin time. You've
got to send him back to Greenpoint.
Yeah. Yeah, he was his in the stagecoach / Uber ride.
Yeah.
So, Yeah, I don't know. Like, I definitely think there is something where, you know, now, even if I want to, like, let's say, you know, this was like a best case scenario. My wife was like, go have fun, go do your thing. I was kind of like released from doing, you know, anything else. And she was like, you know, be safe. It's fine. And even then I was like, I know I have a limit and I have to get home before it really is the pumpkin thing, because it's like, if I stay out past a certain amount of certain time, or if I drink too much or something, I will pay for it later.
Exactly. Mm. Cost benefit analysis. I swear to God. Like, you literally hit a point where you go like, well, this isn't worth it anymore.
Yeah.
And it just turns.
Yeah.
And you're just like, I got to get home. There's a moment where I'm just like, I need to take my makeup off.
Really?
Like, I feel it. Really? Like, I need to be like in soft clothes with no makeup on.
Is that
full skincare done?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you ever do the thing? Sometimes I will, I want to keep doing like partying, quote unquote, but it's more like I just want to wear sweatpants. So I want to go home and then I'll have another drink at home.
Yeah, that's a real thing.
Yeah.
I like,
and fully, then the YouTube.
I've been like that maybe my whole life.
Mm.
Though I'm not like never been like, I love being out.
Yeah.
Almost. I was like, I would go to frat parties.
Yeah.
And it would be 10 p.m.
Mm.
at a frat party. Mm. And I'm a freshman in college.
Yes.
Head on the speaker. Just like, I want to go home.
Head on the speaker.
Yeah. Someone told me that recently. Like, because I talked about it. I was like, I was so tired at midnight at a frat party.
Yeah.
That I literally put my head on a speaker and was like, eyes closed.
Oh, shit.
Because I was like, it was quieter behind the speaker than in front of it. So I was just like, and my friend's like, what are you doing? I'm like 19, 18, maybe, you know? And I was like, I can't do this.
No.
So I think my whole life, I'm just like, not built for this life.
No, not going out.
That's why my favorite types of parties are like ones where you're like, you like end up talking for forever. And
yes.
You're like, oh, holy shit. It's like 2 a.m. That is my like, my sweet spot.
Yeah.
Right there.
Yeah. That's also funny enough when my favorite bachelor party moments are not like, oh, we're at the club
or it's after the
strip
you
club. Right. Yeah. It's always it's usually in the parking lot of the strip club.
Yeah.
And
when you bro out.
Yes.
Like, this was so
just
fun.
Like the
I
full
love you.
Bro out. Like, yeah. I remember once I had like kind of like drunk too much, and I was just like sitting there, and my friend comes up to me and he's like, "Hey man, I'm here for you. We're okay. We're not gonna leave you." And I was just like, I felt so loved that I was like, "This is what this is real party.
This is a party, baby.
Now it's a party." okay, one more follow-up question here. What's a sign that a party or a scene you're at is too young for you? So I was out. I met up with Brian Park, friend of the park.
Yeah.
Friend of the pod.
Who I saw right before he saw me.
Right, yeah. I should have texted you. You should have come over.
I know, but my show didn't end till like... I wasn't free till like probably like close to 10. And I was like, there's just no way they're going to hang out. I feel like you would have gone home.
Yeah, no, for reals. I think you're right. I think we went home like right at 10. So I've been meaning to catch up with him. And so he had a show in
Williamsburg.
And so we're like, okay, we'll meet up at this bar. It's called Duck Duck.
Yeah.
And I feel like I've been there.
I honestly might have walked by you guys.
I swear to God, you probably
after the show. Yeah.
So we go there and I go inside. And I'm like, I don't know. I was probably like 10 years older than the average, right? I felt like it's funny because young people in Williamsburg, everybody dresses like a farmer.
Yes.
You know, like a farmer. But then also like, I saw this girl. She had like some, I'm sure they were like cool jeans. They look so crummy. But then she had a straight up like, this is a Tuesday.
Yeah.
Or Wednesday maybe.
Yeah.
Like backless like shirt on.
Mm-hmm.
So it was like this weird aesthetic juxtaposition of like, I am, you know, a sexy person, but also a farmer.
Mm-hmm.
And I...
that is the best way to describe...
Yeah. That, sexy that farmer.
Sexy farmer.
Mall rat.
Yeah. And we're talking not like like basic Williamsburg. We're talking a little
bit like... No,
it's
like, kind of like... Artsy
Williamsburg.
Yeah, no, you got the sense that there was a lot of like production assistants in there, you know?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So it was, and I mean, you know, even Brian, who's much younger than me, was probably on the older side of the people who were hanging out there. So I was like, oh, I feel like the older I get, there's like these people who are in their 20s, but I associate them with my son's age.
Oh, then,
you know,
like that's, yeah,
you know,
that's Neo's generation.
I'm like, oh, you know, like, isn't it your bedtime too? You know, like that's how I identify. I see these people and I'm like, yes, I know you're out there and you're trying to have fun and like hook up with people. But like, I'm like, you're closer to a child than you are to whatever I am.
Right.
You know?
Interesting.
That's how I'm starting to see people.
Interesting. But how do you know they're too young? Just from their vibes.
Just from their vibes.
Yeah.
And their face.
Yeah.
Their face looks so uncreased.
I know. I'm starting to really notice it in my face.
No, you look great.
Thank you, but I really am noticing it. I'm like, oh, my face is changing.
Mm.
And like, I think I just assumed it would never change because I look like a baby. And I'm looking at it now, I'm like, I know I'm the only one who notices it because I'm staring at myself.
In your face all the time.
And no one else is.
Yeah.
But like, I'm sorry, it is changing. And I'm like, oh, God. So I'm really getting into skincare. But yeah, I've noticed that. I'm like, they're not creased.
Yes.
Not creased yet.
They just have like this, like, they look kind of wet.
Yeah, moist.
Moist.
Just like plump.
Yes.
Yeah. I think that when I notice it is when, if I go to a place and there are people who are loud and wasted, that's how I know. Because I'm like, oh, like they're young.
Yeah.
And they're here to like get drunk.
Yes.
And I think the older you get, it's just like loud talking, maybe like enthusiastic talking, but it's different.
Mm.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. No.
Like when I see people screaming on the streets,
yes,
that's how I know they're too young. Like,
yeah.
And if there's a lot of screaming around a bar, I'm like, that is so scary to me.
Yeah.
There's
going to be a lot of
drunk young
people. No, you don't want to have a.
Who are going to like maybe start a fight.
Or like when people are. Like you can have a very spirited conversation and those can be really fun, but there's like a tipping point where suddenly you're just yelling.
Yes.
And you're like, you can tell, like you can look in their face and it's like that cringe video you were talking about. Someone's just getting super amped up.
Yeah.
You know? And he's like gone off the rails.
Yes.
And you're just like, okay, now we're time
That's
to
That's how
home.
I know. It's like, I'm like, I can't, this is not the space for me.
Yeah.
If people are yelling at each other like that.
Yes.
I'm like, I'm out.
Yes. The other thing, if I'm not at a bar, if I go to a house hangout, I haven't done one of these in a while, but I remember I went to one and I wasn't even that old. I was probably like in like 33 or something.
Yeah.
But everybody was sitting on the ground. Oh, and they played. This wasn't like, it was like our friend's friend. So like they were like 21 or something.
Yeah.
And so, and then we were sitting there and we were sitting on the ground and they were playing King's Cup. Yeah.
Oh my God, I haven't played that since college.
Which I didn't like even in college. When I was in college, I didn't like that game.
Because it's just a game to drink.
And it's a gross game.
In a gross way, yeah.
Yeah, it's like, I don't know.
It's not that fun.
That's what I think.
Yeah.
I'm. Thank God we can finally talk about it.
King's Cup.
I haven't heard that
in so long.
Such a stump. I don't like that game at all.
I didn't know that people played it like past college.
Of the drinking college games, I think it is the least fun.
Yeah.
I'll play, right now I would play beer pong.
I know, beer pong's fun.
I wouldn't drink out of the cups because that's gross.
Yeah. But I would play beer pong.
I would play beer pong.
Yeah, or flip cup. I would play flip
cup. I love flip cup.
Yeah.
I'm actually pretty good at it. Although I'm really bad at the chugging.
Okay, yeah.
I'm not good at chugging. Are you good at chugging?
No. Have you, look at me.
I don't know.
I can't chug anything.
You have less distance to go.
That's true.
You drink, it goes right into your stomach.
I just don't like sparkly things. Like, I don't love seltzers and stuff.
I don't like sparkly things. We should do flip cup with, like, fancy wine.
Yeah, but, like, oh, my God. Can you imagine chugging?
So you should have, like a little pour of each one.
Yeah,
and you're
like,
okay, as you flip it, make sure to have a little nose.
Yeah.
Have the nose of it. You know? And then swish it around your mouth before you fucking pound it. And then you flip it over, bro.
That would be kind of funny.
You would get shithoused.
I would get shithoused. But I could get shithoused in any way.
Yeah,
it could be anything. I'll get shithoused.
That's amazing. I guess to close out the night, is there... So what would happen to me, and this hasn't happened because I'm too old.
Yeah.
But I used to have a fairly regular occurrence of getting kicked out of bars.
Mike, what? Because you're aggressive?
I don't know. Like, it would just be, like, one time I took a picture. I had, like, those disposable cameras.
Yeah.
I took a picture of my friend.
Yeah.
And you know, at the bar.
Yeah.
I, you know, and it was late. It was like maybe like 2:30 or something, 3 o'clock. And this guy was behind him, my friend, and he got super mad. He was like a young guy. He got super mad, and he's like, oh, what the fuck? Get the fuck out of here. Get the fuck out of here. And he like knew the bartender, and we got like into a whole thing. And I think it varies how I am with drinking, but generally I don't, you know, I'm like, okay, fine, whatever. Yeah. You guys are assholes. I'm gonna leave. So, you know, we like got into it a little bit. We're just like yelling at each other, like me and my friends and then him and his friends. And so we just left. But, yeah, I feel like that would happen to me fairly often.
Wow. I've never, well, one time.
Really?
But it was because it was Beta Breakers in San Francisco.
Oh, so yeah. Oh, drinking, my God.
I started drinking at like 7 a.m.
Oh, my God.
Maybe like earlier.
Yeah. Which, for people who don't know, Beta Breakers is like, what? It's like a race, I guess.
It's a race.
But it's like a crazy race.
Yeah, it's like a race. It's like a long running race where you run from one side of San Francisco to the other side. But really what it is a city. Is a drinking day.
Yeah.
And they like...
And everybody dresses up.
Everyone dresses up. There are so many naked people. They're almost always older men. And you like... Basically, after the runners, then it becomes like... You get to like walk along the path. And like any house that's like along the race path becomes like a party place.
Whoa.
So they're like blasting music. Like you, it's like... It was my favorite day in San Francisco when I was in my 20s.
Wow.
And then you like... People, you could like sometimes go into their houses. Like people like passing out alcohol.
Jeez.
But you start drinking it. Like it's a race. So you start running it. Like you meet up usually like a house. You start drinking at like 7 a.m.
Yeah.
And then you're like on the path by 8 a.m.
Yeah.
And you just like drink while you're outside. And like then you end up at a bar afterwards. And it's literally noon. So drunk. So that was me.
Yep.
And I end up at the marina, which is a place I don't go to.
The marina.
And I went to the bathroom and threw up in the bathroom. And then they're like, we know you threw up. You should probably go home.
Did you just throw up in like the toilet or in the sink?
I think so. I can't remember.
You didn't like throw up all over the floor
or something? No. I think I threw up. But then I think they were like, you're too drunk. You gotta go home. So then my college roommate called a cab to go. And then I threw up in the cab.
Oh.
But I like opened the door and threw up. Okay. Out of it, but then he was like, and she was like, it's okay, but I had some like on my shirt. It was a whole thing. That was like probably the worst experience.
Did she kick you out of the cab?
No, because I didn't get it on the car.
Yeah,
and she had to like plead her way into letting him. Like he's like, please, please, please. Like it's fine. Everything is clean.
Oh my God.
She had so. I really am so thankful for her. But that was the only time I got kicked out, and it was like middle of the day.
It wasn't like a true kick out. It was more like
it was
time
like
to go home, honey.
You gotta go home, girl.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, I'm not gonna start a fight with anybody.
I don't know.
I can't imagine anyone being like, get her out of here. And I'm like,
no, fuck you.
Yeah, no, fuck you. I'm staying.
No, fucking stay.
Yeah. Could you imagine me? I would literally be like, I'm so sorry.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Please.
Please.
Yeah. I need this.
Yeah. I need this. Don't tell my mom. Yeah.
Don't tell my mom. Jenny, you know, your mother and I, we're both in PTA together.
So yeah, I've never been kicked out for sure.
All right.
But I don't know. I don't party that hard. I really don't party that hard.
No,
I've never partied that hard in my life.
Yeah. No, I like that. I like, yeah, I mean, ultimately it's about the YouTube, so.
Yeah, at the end of the day, I just want to go through a YouTube
channel. Yeah, okay, well, that was our episode. Thank you very much. I hope you had fun.
Yeah, I could talk about anything for forever, I realized.
Well, you know, that's your job, literally. That's literally your job.
That is my job, yeah.
And you do it well. You know, thanks for everybody for listening. You know what? You know, let us know what your idea of a fun night is now. You know?
I know. How it's changed.
Yeah, how it's changed.
How it's the same.
Or how it's the same. Maybe some people are still out there drinking. You know what?
I have friends who are still...
Still partying hard. You know one thing I've... This is my last little thought. I'm a little skeptical. I want the game night... You know how there's like game nights, like I think Questlove has one.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's like everybody's playing board games or different kind of nerdy games. I want that to be fun. I have my doubts that it is, but maybe I'm wrong. I don't know if people do that. I feel that a lot of people do this kind of like Settlers of Catan type of, you know, quasi dorky, but somehow it's also a little sexy still because there's wine.
Yeah.
Maybe no pants. And, you know, I want to know if people are partying that way. And
I have done that.
Have you?
Yeah.
Is it cool?
No, it wasn't Settlers of Catan, but it's called, it was another game that's very interactive.
Mm.
Wavelength. It's really fun.
Really?
Especially with comedians. So fun. So fun. But like literally we played that for like, and it was a group of maybe 12 of us. And we played that for like.
All one game?
Yeah.
Wow.
And like on a roof in the summer, just drinking.
Oh, really?
So fun.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. All right. All right. Well, you know, let us know what your party vibes are. And in the meantime, you can follow us on Instagram at AsianNotAsianPod. You can find me there at NicePantsBro.
I'm at Jenny Arimoto.
Again, please check out our Patreon. Check out our comedy show, Hack City. Check out Fumi's comedy. He'll be coming to you. And I think that's it. Again, we'll be going bi-weekly, bi-monthly, what the fuck the term is. But hey, you know what? You never know when we're going to pop up. Okay, so we love you, and we'll talk to you later.
Bye.
Bye.